up. Marilyn, Dennis, and Jamar. Podcast. They'll get you feeling good. Chum 104.5. Chum 104.5. Horoscope. Aries.
Today's a good day to start to get organized in all aspects of your life.
Taurus.
Oh, you've been working like a dog lately, and your body has taken a hit for it. So take it easy today, Taurus, and try to avoid others in social media. Just rest.
Gemini.
You have so much going for you, and you may feel like you're not going anywhere. Don't stress it, because Uranus is in your 11th house of aspirations and personal goals and is going to help you realize your potential.
Cancer.
Mars lights up the 7th house. That means partnership and marriage. So it's favoring time spent with your significant other.
Leo.
You're going to be able to enjoy some of your favorite activities. Everything you do today will lift your spirits today.
Virgo.
You want to make things happen because you've been working so hard to get the ball rolling on this. So today is the day.
Libra.
You seem kind of distracted today. You need to get organized and start getting things in order.
Scorpio.
Interactions with another will be a little tricky for you and the people involved. And there's going to be some stubbornness and a tendency to lock horns with people who are also strong-minded.
Sagittarius.
You may have woken up on the wrong side of the bed and may not feel great about yourself, but Jupiter's going to be in your first house of self-image to help you get your normal spunk back.
Capricorn.
Hey, Capricorn, you have more money than you think you do because you have Jupiter in your second house. That means self-worth and money to help you see the money that you have already in your life.
Aquarius.
Be very cautious in the morning. You never know what could happen.
Pisces.
Your physical and mental well-being will be the focus today. Put the effort forward to make sure that you're being healthy, you're eating healthy, you're getting some exercise, and enjoying spring.
Well, there it is. You got your Wednesday morning horoscopes right there. And they're right over there on our website, chum1045.com. Click on the Marilyn, Dennis, and Jamar page to see them again.
Good morning, everyone.
Marilyn, Dennis, and Jamar
on Chum.
Just realized something. I'm eating my son's breakfast for breakfast. This is my kid.
A little snacky.
These are not adult snacks. This is
a Paw Patrol
a granola bar.
I'm sitting here eating, and I'm just like, oh, this is good. I've never had this before, and I look at it, I'm like, wait, these aren't mine. This is Kofi's Wheelo School Ready, 3 grams of sugar, daily probiotics, double chocolate. Granola bar.
Well, that sounds healthy.
It's very tasty. At least I know he's good.
And it's not a man size snack bar.
It is the size of like maybe a little more than my thumb.
Yeah.
So I will be a little hungry. If I sound a little immature at some point today, then you could blame it on this. I used to think as a kid that when you ate things, it would give you those properties. Like if you ate dog food, you would start acting like a dog. I don't know why I thought that, but. You know, it's one of those dumb things kids think. So
I think that's how those Disney movies twist our mind.
I think so.
It could happen that way.
Yeah, so that's what kept me away from like cat food and dog food.
Well, you are what you eat.
You are what you eat. Exactly.
There you go.
Like pizza. Like pizza.
Right, like pizza. Well, we'll have plenty of that to give away today.
2-for-1 pizza coming up with panko garlic parmesan crust featuring at 2-for-1 pizza. We got that at the 6:30 game.
That sounds tasty. Great 6:30 game. Listen, we have Raptors tickets today too, right?
We do. They play the Detroit Pistons. Plus a $100 real sports gift card, courtesy of ProLine Plus, not just another sports book. That comes up at 7:30.
Nice. And we have money today.
Oh, you know what happened yesterday?
I heard.
Yeah, Ashley.
Ashley got a winner that essentially busted Cassandra's bracket. So where did she end, producer Simone? How much was her cash?
$8,000.
Wow.
Ooh. I was.
That's a stack.
I was checking all our emails because I'm on the air upstairs. I'm like, okay, who won? And but $8,000, she walked away with that. They're going to plan a little vacation. That's good.
You could do a lot with $8,000. Oh, like, that's sort of like I can make a life-changing move money.
Yeah.
Yeah, right?
Or you can buy lettuce because it's really expensive.
Or you could buy lettuce.
Do it. Yeah.
What's trending in Toronto with Azalea Hart?
Let me know.
I did something very 90s nostalgia Canadian last night. I went to the grand pre-opening of Zellers at Scarborough Town Center. And this was a really cool event. I mean, they had you wear these name tags as soon as you got in, and it said Club Z on them.
Okay.
You feel cool because you're part of Club Z, and they even say, welcome to the club. So I like that. And they had a bunch of little cute Instagram photo op. So I like that. That's always my favorite. So when I got to Scarborough Town Center, it was in the Bay. You follow all of the paw prints all the way upstairs to
paw
the...
Paw prints?
Yeah, they have paw prints on the ground, like bear.
Is this like their logo or their mascot?
Their mascot is a bear.
Okay.
So you're following bear prints upstairs to the third floor. And this is where they started serving.
Zeddy.
That's his name.
Zeddy is the bear's name, yeah. Mm.
Zeddy was not there, though. Let me tell you. But the food was there. So Zeller's Diner food, they came out servers and they started serving with sodas first, and then they came out with the burger, sliders.
Okay.
Then they came out with fries and gravy. They came out with grilled cheese. So you get to kind of taste some of these things that you haven't had for years before the big unveiling. You go inside, and this is how the categories were. First, you're coming into the men's section, then women's section, kids, toys, bath and bed.
Yeah.
Then you're moving on to kind of like household decor and things like that. And then kitchen items. And then there's pet stuff in the middle. What I was surprised by was that there was no beauty section. There was no shoes. So there are some things I was surprised by. But what I'm going to say is that I think Zeller's is going to be good for the people who want to have that little bit of a nostalgic kick. Mm-hmm. The brand that they're using is a brand that's out of Australia. That's going to be their main thing, and that you could only get it at Zeller's. So that is their big sell. Okay. But I do think that a lot of things that I did see, I would be able to get from IKEA or maybe from HomeSense. But they did have nice things. I will give it that.
Is the price different? Is it a
lower? So the price, I don't want to say lower.
Yeah.
Because I just bought pillows from HomeSense.
Yeah.
I bought those two massive, like 26 by 26.
European throws.
Right. I got those massive ones, and they were, I think, $40 for the pair. And one massive pillow like that at Zeller's was $25, and you couldn't take off the pillowcase. So I didn't like that because I want to wash the pillow and the pillowcase. But other than that, I mean, the prices were decent. I actually posted a TikTok last night that did very well overnight. And I showed a lot of cute little items that I saw and some good price points. So some of the home decor stuff I would say is comparable or better prices than HomeSense.
When are they officially opening?
They officially open today. Scarborough Town Center, Erin Mills, Burlington Mall. And all of those are inside of the Bay.
Of the Bay.
So they're not standalone.
That's a new thing to do now, isn't it?
Yeah, but you know what I did get that I'm very excited about? They gave me a choice to pick two sweatshirts. One was a Zeller's red hoodie or a gray one with the Zeller's just on the shoulder. And I chose the gray one because I thought it looked very 90s, very cool. So I would have been rocking that today, but I didn't get a chance to wash it yet. But
okay.
I will be rocking it sometime next week.
Zeller's experience.
The full Zeller's experience. And then we know that Nordstrom went on sale yesterday, the liquidations. They got the green light to go ahead. And the sales are not that great.
Yeah. 5%.
My friend
5%.
Called me. Yeah, my friend Cindy called me. She goes, okay, went down there and not a lot. A lot has been picked over.
Yeah.
And the 10% we thought we're going to get is only 5%. But that's
maybe as things move forward. I mean, the most expensive best stuff is on, you know, in the store right now. So why would they price the best stuff so low? Yeah, maybe as things start going lower and lower, maybe the sales get a little deeper.
I think they're going to keep the sale going because they're saying it has to last till June, they're saying. So maybe they'll get rid of the good stuff little by little and then here's liquidation. Like the real liquidation will start in June.
Yeah, when they're selling like shoelaces or whatever, you know what I'm saying?
Right. So that is what's trending.
Okay.
Marilyn Dennis and Jamar.
Come on. Woo! In the morning.
Chum 104.5.
So what did you see?
I saw the snow was melting on the side of the road, and I saw a Christmas tree.
Wait, a Christmas tree?
At the curb.
Wow, someone's either been out of town for a while.
No, this is after the snow melt.
And the Christmas tree was under all that snow?
It's revealing itself now. And I smiled because I thought, well, it happens every year. It just depends on where you are, right? And there's that one tree that they took out of the time, and then a big snowstorm happened and kept going and going. It's like, you know, it was a tundra there for a while.
That is very funny.
So it makes me think of when things are starting to melt in this world, what other things are we going to find?
Yeah, the thaw. Yes. Like all those things hidden under those mounds of snow.
Yes.
Sometimes it happens at the malls too, like where, you know, once the snow plows come and push the snow around, and they'll usually push them at like the light posts.
Yep.
And then it just piles up to the sky from there.
That's what happened in that shopping cart.
Right.
They reveal, like, it's all of a sudden you see something metal, you go, that's a shopping cart, I think.
It's like fossils of all the things from our town.
Yeah.
But it definitely feels like spring out today. Yeah. Like, today, I even, you know, just to stick it to the man, I didn't wear a coat. I was like, yeah, you take that. I just walked outside.
You showed them.
Yeah, I sure did prove my point. So, better weather right now. Two, and today we'll hit a high of 8 at some point, so that will actually feel good. And yesterday was nice and sunny.
Oh, that felt good. That felt really good.
Definitely a good sight to see the sun rays coming through the city.
Wake up, Toronto. Let's keep it moving.
Good morning.
Marilyn, Dennis, and Jamar on Chum.
This TikToker, her name is Allison Michelli. She's racked up 400,000 views because a question that she posed, which... You know what? You never really think about this unless you have to get into this situation. You got an flight,
early
6 a.m. flight.
Yeah.
They tell you you're supposed to arrive 3 hours early or plus to avoid security lines and mix-ups. So she gets there 3:30 a.m. And then on her TikTok video, she actually writes, me arriving at Pearson Airport at 3:30 a.m., 2.5 hours earlier as requested for early morning flights. It's busy. And then the next caption reads, Pearson Security, we don't open until 4 a.m. It's very, the airport is really eerie, that point in the morning. I've been there that early before, and it's essentially closed. I mean, the doors are open, but the airport is not really operating.
That's right. You can come in.
Yeah.
You can, you know, look for your airline.
You can chill. You can
sit. You just sit there, and then you have to wait.
Nothing's open. The Tim's isn't open.
Nothing.
The Wendy's is not open.
No kiosks are open.
Nothing's open.
Yeah.
You can maybe get a coffee if there's a vending machine. But even the gate check-in lines, they're not open yet.
They're not open. So, you know, that poses, you know, a little bit of an issue because you want to be a keener. You've wanted to follow the rules. But those early morning flights, it's hard to know when to go. And also, I think, too, if it's a weekday, you think about traffic getting there.
Yep.
So you don't want any delays, right? You want to go, especially if you're going on a vacation. So I am not a relaxed person going to the airport in the sense of, you want me there 3 hours before? Great. There's some great restaurants there now. I'm good. The early morning thing is, I would delay it a little bit just from this article. What is the rush? No one is there.
Yeah. The person had no idea.
Yeah.
And if they put the caveat, get to your flight 3.5 hours early, unless, of course, you're taking the first flight, then you can get there. That wouldn't work. That would get mixed in the sauce, and like all of a sudden people get messed up. So they have to just let it fly.
Are you a flyer that, you know, whatever time the flight is and they say 3 hours, are you there 3 hours before?
Me?
Yeah.
Not 3 hours.
Two?
Not 3 hours. I mean, maybe about 2 hours.
Two.
I mean, I usually pack really light.
Yeah.
A lot of times I'm flying by myself.
Right.
And, you know, I've got all the little things, the nexuses and all those things. So it's
you're confident. It's, like, you're not taking a people with you.
Very, it's kind of low maintenance.
Yeah.
But if you wanted to know, Pearson Airport's security screening opens at 4 a.m. at Terminal 1 and 3:30 at Terminal 3.
Ah.
So.
Know your terminal.
Know your terminal.
Yeah.
Or the website.
Yeah.
So that's the deal.
Okay.
Occasionally you'll go there before it's open. You'll see people who are lined up because it's, you know, hasn't opened yet. They'll be sitting on their bags.
Yes.
You'll see the other people who have fallen asleep in the chairs because maybe they missed the flight
and they
had to spend the night. So
it's leftovers from the day before.
Leftovers.
Not pretty sometimes. Yeah.
But yeah, something to think about.
So again, 4 o'clock at what terminal?
4 o'clock Terminal 1, 3:30 Terminal 3.
Happy flying.
Happy flying. And you're probably just getting there now.
Marilyn Dennis and Jamar.
Chum 104.5.
What's going on in the celeb realm?
Well, you know, I don't watch The Last of Us, but I know.
You're missing out.
I know, but I know how fantastic it is. And there's the theme song right there. Who doesn't love Pedro Pascal? I do like him so much. He's so likable.
Yeah, he's the man of the hour.
He really is. Mm-hmm. They did a side-by-side of he and Burt Reynolds, and I went, ooh.
Yeah, he's this generation's Burt Reynolds. Really That's a is. Very good call.
But the world loves him, and The Last of Us is so successful, and you can watch it here on Crave and HBO. Calgary loves Pedro Pascal so much, and the feeling is mutual. So apparently, they would like to make Pedro Pascal this year's Calgary Stampede Parade Marshal because it's shot a lot in Alberta, like mostly in Alberta, Calgary and Edmonton. Mm-hmm. So there was a petition that was launched last week, and there was already 8,000 signatures. It's gone up since then. So watch that happen. Now, does it come true? Well, yeah, the similar story happened with my very favorite show, Yellowstone, Kevin Costner.
Mm-hmm.
They did the petition. And yes, he was. There he was on his horse coming up from the ranch.
He took the nomination.
He did. And he became, and so many people, you know, watched that parade. And the deal is it brings in a lot of money to the city. So I think Pedro's not, it might not be too far-fetched. He's not doing something else, right?
He could be the parade marshal. Is he doing another show right now?
Mandalorian's on TV right now.
Mandalorian's running, so he's not filming that. Okay, yeah, maybe he'll do it.
So July, if you're heading out to Alberta and you want to see all the places where they shoot and see the Calgary Stampede, that's where you can go.
Never been to the Stampede. It's pretty epic, huh?
It's pretty epic. You want to go. It's the greatest show on earth.
Okay.
Outdoor show on earth.
Okay, yeah.
And then the other part to that is you go for the first 5 days because after a while it gets stinky.
Gets a little stinky. It's stinky. Dusty.
And then drinking tents.
Gotcha. Gotcha. Okay.
Just a bit of experience.
People were really concerned with Shaquille O'Neal when he posted this photo of him inside of a hospital, in a hospital bed.
Yeah.
And then he spoke out and said on an Instagram post, to all the people who are concerned, first of all, let me start by saying thank you. And lastly, I am fine. Just had to get some BBL work, a.k.a. hip replacement.
Oh.
But yes, I'm fine. No need to worry. BBL, do you know what that stands for?
No.
That's the Brazilian butt lift. It's a cosmetic surgery procedure that's gotten very popular. If you can afford it, it will change your life. That's all I would tell you.
Mine's okay. It's still up.
Okay, fine.
But his photo that he posted was giving very much trying to get attention.
Like something's wrong with me.
Yeah,
vibes,
because
right?
Why
yeah.
did you post it with no context?
Right.
Yeah. It's
right.
a photo of him in a hospital bed with his head thrown back. Looks like he's in pain. Looks like something happened.
He's so funny.
It's like, what's up with Shaq?
Yeah. Right.
Yeah, so I can't wait to see the new butt when he's done.
Can you imagine what the hip replacement thing would look like? He's so tall.
Yo, like, right, I don't know where they'd get that hip. Like, from
I don't know. From where?
From a bull at the Stampede that didn't need it anymore.
Right. Like or a piece of a bridge.
Yeah, Shaquille O'Neal is 51 years old this year. I don't know when people need the hip replacement.
Well, he's an athlete, so that happens
wear and tear
than most of us, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, good luck on that to you, Shaq, and who by the way has a documentary that's playing right now. It's called Shaq.
It's on Crave.
It's on Crave, right?
Yeah, you can check it out.
Can't wait to watch them. Man had an incredible career.
Do it. Yeah.
What's trending in Toronto with Azalea Hart?
Let me know.
So here's a TikTok trend that I feel like I can get on board with. This is called the everything shower. So it's pretty much you give yourself a full spa treatment once a week for a full hour in the shower. So an everything shower includes a full body exfoliator, a facial treatment, a deep conditioning hair mask, a scalp, a detoxifying scalp treatment. An example of this would be you're going to start your shower off by having a basic shower first, okay? Yep. Cleanse with a loofah or a wash rag. Then you're going to go with shaving. Next, after shaving, you're going to exfoliate using both an exfoliator and an exfoliating glove. Then you're going to use a body wash. It smells good, probably. Then you're moving to foot care. You're going to scrub your feet. You're going to do the whole sanding thing. And then you're going to top, after you dry your skin, you're going to top with a shave serum where you shaved. Then you're going to do lotion. Then you're going to go in with a body butter. And then you're going to go in with a body oil. So TikTokers are lighting candles and they're wearing their robes. And it's me. I'm TikTokers because I do this.
Do I give myself a tip after I give myself this big treatment?
You should.
Okay.
You deserve nice things.
Wait a minute, you exfoliate after you shave your legs?
Yeah, that's what they're saying. So you do a regular, like, Well, you could exfoliate lightly that with your loofah.
Yeah.
Then shave. Then go in with your exfoliator.
Well, you got a lot of time. You're not rushing to go anywhere.
Right.
Yeah.
1 hour.
Right. I'm going to say there's a 0.001% chance that I'll ever do this. But it sounds cool.
It's enjoyable.
It sounds it sounds refreshing. As you were describing this thing, our producer Simone just shaking his head slowly.
Never.
Not happening.
Too much time and commitment. I respect it, but
yeah, but you sound like you'll smell good and you know.
And you'll be buttery smooth.
Like no splash type of skin smoothness.
What do you mean no splash?
Meaning like when you jump into a pool, straight in.
Oh yeah, gotcha.
No hair, you know.
No hair, nothing. Everything, water beads just flowing off of you.
Okay. Everything shower.
The everything shower, yeah. So in some entertainment news, Cameron Diaz, she was making her big triumphant return to movies. Jamie Foxx was bringing her back. They did a phone call with Tom Brady to teach Cameron Diaz how to unretire. It was a whole thing.
Very exciting.
But now Cameron Diaz is, well, some sources close to her are saying that she's having a terrible time. She doesn't want to do this anymore. That there's been a lot of drama on the set, which we talked about last week briefly with Jamie Foxx. There's just, like, I don't know if the movie is just not going the way he wanted it to go or what happened, but he is not the best person to be working with right now, apparently.
A lot of rumors about him on that set.
Yeah.
Tantrums. Do you think this is true? Do you think there's a merit to it? Or?
You know, I don't know. I feel like I don't really fully believe anything until I hear it from the person. I would like to hear from Cameron Diaz, her saying, you know, I'm retiring again. This wasn't worth it for me. But as of right now, we're hearing a lot of rumors about it.
And she misses her family.
And she misses, 10-hour work days back to back. She's not getting to spend time with her daughter, who's only 3 years old, or her husband. Yeah. And she's basically saying that she hates this and that she doesn't have anything to prove to Hollywood. So why is she coming back when she's not happy?
This is true.
So now I guess we're going to wait and see if this movie's actually going to happen or what's going to happen here.
Well, usually when people get really angry on set, you know, like the Tom Cruise, you know, when they weren't following the COVID protocols, he was angry with it or something wasn't going his way. And that information gets leaked out to us.
Right.
And so there's a little bit of validity to that, but
there's
we don't know why.
There's got to be some truth.
Like,
right.
We don't know why. That's the thing. So.
Right.
Well, Cameron, welcome back. And just like Tom Brady, he retired and then he came back again and then he retired again.
Exactly. So maybe this will be her comeback movie, but then she's out of here after it.
I'm out of here.
I'm just waiting for the leaked video, kind of like the Christian Bale.
Tom Cruise was leaked too.
Yeah. Where are my lights? Lottie freaking die. I remember that whole thing? That was crazy.
Oh, my goodness.
That was crazy.
Well, that is what's trending.
Okay.
Try the everything shower today.
We'll do.
Okay.
So everything shower. Do you have time for that? Just listening. Does anyone this morning have time for the everything shower?
Do you know who really needs it?
Who needs that?
Jamie Foxx.
Okay, I thought you were going to say me.
No,
Jamie Foxx. He wants to smell my pits. Jamie Foxx. I need a shower?
No, Jamie Foxx needs to chill.
He needs the everything shower. Bring it down a notch.
With Marilyn, Dennis, and Jamar.
If you're not quite at work yet, if you're still on your way, or if you're at home and you're getting ready to make that call or debating to make that call into the boss to say, I'm not coming in today, wait. Don't do it just yet so I could tell you. A study out of the University of Texas, which focuses on time and communication, they have found, according to their research, the best day of the week to take the day off. That day is today. Wednesdays. It is now official. According to the research, Wednesdays are the best days to call out of work. Or what do you say? Call in or call out? I just said call out. So
you're
call
in.
You say call in?
Call in.
You're saying calling out to call in.
Wait, no, you're calling in to call out. What do you say?
In other words, I'm not showing up.
I think it'd be calling in.
I said call out.
You got to call in to let your boss know you're not coming
in.
But I'm calling out.
Yeah.
Hey, boss, I'm calling out. Anyway, that's not the subject. Whatever that thing is that you're going to do, today is the day to do it, Wednesday.
Here's the thing. On some corporations like ours, in some cases, if you can, you only have to be in the building 3 days a week. So they take Mondays and Fridays off, most people do. They make a long weekend. So consider this. They say the pace of life on the weekend versus the work week helps explain why it feels so hard to get back in the groove on Monday morning. Mm. So that means that taking Wednesday off is like a little bit of a respite. My husband has decided to take a day off during the week that happens to be Wednesday.
Oh, good.
And he loves it because he, in his head, he's got two Fridays.
Well, he nailed it.
Because
according to this research, what happens is when you take Wednesdays off, you get 2 days of work.
Yep.
2 days off.
Right.
2 days of work.
Right.
2 days off.
Perfect.
So you get a rhythm.
Yep.
Now, if you're not so fortunate to have a job or a boss that is that accommodating, here are some things you can do. You can start prepping your excuses for why you're going to be gone on Wednesday on a Tuesday. For example, Tuesday, hey, guys, is it just me or am I feeling really hot? I'm really hot right now. Maybe I have a fever Wednesday morning. You got a fever? No work for you.
Well, that's not how I read this.
Okay.
I read it's about...
There's another one. Hey, guys, weird. I usually smell like the candles or the food in here, but I can't smell it today. I wonder what's going on. Wednesday morning, you have COVID.
Oh, no.
Wow.
So these are the ways to prep for your Wednesday off.
I was looking at it as an overall, if you don't have to come into work Monday through Friday, but you could 3 days a week, I was looking at Monday and Friday. But if you start smelling burnt toast, you need to go to the hospital.
Okay, well, these are the suggestions from this article.
Man.
Maybe they're not such great suggestions.
How do you guys feel about Wednesday, though?
Garbage.
Wednesday, bad.
I don't not like Wednesdays. Tuesdays are the day that really get them under my skin. I think Tuesday is just like a weird day. You know, Monday is kind of like anticipation of the week. Tuesday, my saying is, Tuesday is only a day away from Monday and halfway to nothing. It's just like, blah, what is this day?
Okay. What is this day?
Like, what is this
day? And yet so many people don't like Mondays.
Yeah, Mondays. I don't dislike Mondays that much. Personally.
I don't either.
Yeah.
I don't either.
But a lot of people have
a lot of
anxiety.
Like?
What?
Sunday nights. Because I know I've
been working on Monday. Yeah, Sunday scares.
Yeah. Yep. Sunday scares. All right. Wednesday.
Okay, so let us know if you were inspired to turn the car around after you heard this discussion. Today is Wednesday. So if you're going to take any day off, it would be this one.
When you wake up. Wake up, Toronto.
Wake up.
It's Marilyn, Dennis, and Jamar.
I wake up early every morning.
Wake up. On Chum.
I get home the other day, and like a kid getting ready to open up Christmas gifts, I run to my office because I've got a bag of mail, like junk mail, things that I've already read, things that I don't need anymore, and I see the bag kind of busting at the seams, and I'm like, yes, it's time. So I take the bag of the junk mail, I go to my couch, and then I bring over the paper shredder, and then my heart starts racing because I'm excited that I finally get to do what I've been working for months. I'm going to shred all this stuff.
Yeah, that's built up.
I've let it build up to a point to where I'm finally going to shred all of the junk, all of the tickets, all of the mail, all of the invoices. Everything's getting shred today. And then as I'm shredding the things, like, I'm actually, my smile is getting bigger and bigger and bigger as I'm putting the paper through the shredder. And then when the bag is finally done, I open up the shredder and I look inside of the little receptacle bin.
Right.
And I just go.
And little bits of that paper sometimes fall out on the floor. But you know, you say to yourself, job well done, Jamar.
Job well done. I even take my hand and I put it in there and I start kind of like caressing the shreddies, as I call them. And then what I start to do is I'm looking at the little bits of paper and I'm trying to see, can I decipher any of my private information on this thing?
Well, it's important to have a shredder, that's for sure.
Can I see my name? Can I see the account number? Can I see how much I owe? And I can't see anything. And I actually looked. It was giving me such pleasure.
Yeah.
And it was so satisfying.
Do you talk to it? I'm sorry I put too much paper in at you all at once.
I'm sorry
about that. I'll do it again.
I'll tell you what I do.
Reverse.
I'll tell you what I do. The shredder has like a paper capacity.
Yes.
It'll tell you how many sheets can go through.
Yeah.
I'll test it. I'm like, yeah, you could do one more.
Yeah.
So
if it says
8 sheets, I'll put 9 in.
Yeah. I do that too. And I go, that's a stapler, but you say you can take the staple off. Let's see if you can do it.
Oh, yeah. And then
it
also has like a compact disc and card shredding thing. And I'll try to find CDs that actually, maybe I don't need this anymore.
What? It shreds. What?
It'll shred CDs. It'll shred. It'll shred
this
hard.
Is like, how big is this
credit
thing?
Card?
What company is this?
I don't remember the name of the company.
Oh.
But I will let you know.
Okay.
My question to everybody is yes, I know this is weird. Yes, I know it's odd. But for everyone, there is some odd, weird kind of random thing that brings you some weird satisfaction, yes, if you will.
Yeah, and we talked about this off mic yesterday to present to all of you today. Got me to thinking, there's some odd things that make me happy, like getting my car washed. That makes me happy. I feel lighter, brighter, happier. I feel like my car runs better.
Oh, absolutely.
And I feel that's really good.
The car wash is the greatest moment of my week.
Right. I feel like when I organize things, like today, for example, this morning I was cleaning out the refrigerator because some things had expired. I felt good about that.
You know, if you go on like TikTok, you know what videos are odd but really satisfying for people? The pimple popping videos.
Yeah.
People are popping pimples. People are pushing out blackheads. I can't watch them. But a lot of people say they get this odd satisfaction factor from just watching
I've
that whole process.
I've gotten trapped into watching some of those. I know it's disgusting.
Okay. It's something about the human brain that, you know, when we do things.
Just let me see that get extracted.
Okay. Yeah, like So I'm not nearly as weird as you are.
Okay, wait a minute. There's a guy. I know. It's a weird thing. There's a guy, and I can't remember who to follow. If I can find him, I'll tell you guys about it.
Yeah.
He knocks on people's door. This is in the States. He says their lawn is a mess, okay?
Yeah.
You can't even see the sidewalk because the grass has grown over. He knocks on people's doors and says, can I clean your yard? Some of them say, get away. He goes, no, I'm going to do it for free. And so what he does is he trims everything up. In the driveway, any grass that's going through, he cuts the grass, he trims it. You can see the sidewalk in the front. And I find this TikTok absolutely satisfying.
That is another example of these satisfying things.
Yes.
Random. Strange.
I do like the bathroom cleaning TikToks.
Okay. What are those?
Like somebody will go into a really dirty bathroom and then leave it sparkling within 30 seconds. Well, the video's 30 seconds.
Yeah.
But it's just so satisfying to see it go from how filthy it was to just sparkly clean.
There it is. Okay, so everyone, I'm telling you, everyone has one of these if you really think about it. Maybe it's paper shredding. Maybe it's pimple popping. Maybe it's bathroom cleaning. Maybe it's washing your car. But tell us, text 104536. The thing gives you some weird satisfaction.
Wake up. Wake up, Toronto. It's Marilyn, Dennis, and Jamar.
Wake up.
On Jum.
Got it. I call these things rosas. Random, oddly satisfying activities. Rosas. Random, oddly satisfying activities. Like shredding paper, oddly satisfying. Pimple popping. Oh, some people just love it. ASMR. Are you familiar with ASMR?
I'm familiar with it, but I don't use it.
You know, people, you know, they just do things like this.
Yeah.
Yeah. Right.
Yes.
And the sounds are just satisfying. Random, but satisfying. Shout out to anybody that does their lawn at home. Lawn care.
I'm trying to find that guy to follow. He's great.
There's a guy that, or there are people that just go on their lawns and they'll cut the grass into a pattern.
Yes.
You know those tracks in the grass?
Yes.
There are tons of videos and where people just watch that.
Similarly to that, people do that on carpets.
I love the
carpet. The vacuum. Leave a design on the carpet.
Very satisfying.
You know, I just thought of one that is very satisfying for me.
What's that?
It's gross, though.
Sure, let's go.
Using the snake in the bathtub and pulling out all
the
hair.
Best example.
Wow.
This is the best example.
I'm like, wow.
Because it's disgusting.
My, what's it called?
Your drain?
My drain is going to be unclogged and just clean now.
I know. It's
but
gross.
You're just like, wow.
But when you get that clump out.
Right.
You're just like, I did it.
Yeah.
I get it. Random, oddly satisfying activities. Is anyone texting in anything or are they just
disgusted? We have tons of texters. Okay, we have someone says, I love making to-do lists for the day and then crossing off each item when done.
Yeah, that's satisfying. Yeah,
that's satisfying for sure.
Yeah.
Someone said, detangling yarn is calming and satisfying.
Yeah.
I need to send you a couple of my necklaces. That is stress.
Those get tangled in the jewelry box,
they
huh?
They do. They do. Or they get tangled if you're wearing three or four together and they get tangled on your neck and you take them off and they just all together.
And it's that moment where you get the last one out and you're like, did it.
Right. And then you put them all back on to do it again.
Okay. Do it again.
We also have another kind of gross one.
Okay.
Healing skin from a sunburn.
This is a big one on, listen, guys, it's a big one on YouTube. I'm telling you. The skin peeling videos are gross, but people just like that last moment when you finally get it off.
When you just get it off.
I'll add to that one, not so gross. Peeling stickers. Has anyone found satisfaction in peeling off stickers? Oh, producer Simona, yeah.
Love it. Love peeling stickers. And I know it stems from working retail, but there's something about getting a clean peel and there's no residue left on.
You don't have to use Goo Gone to get it off.
Don't have to use Goo Gone. Don't have to wash anything.
You got to go really slow. Patience.
Yes. And you hear that peeling sound, that key.
And it's clean.
So
it's
good.
It's clean.
We have one more text here that I think is great. Okay. So someone said, the most oddly satisfying thing I do by far is when I get those dark black thick whiskers on my chin. Yes, I am a woman of a particular age.
Yeah.
And it would just be peeking out, and then I grab a pair of tweezers and pull that sucker out.
That's
gross
it.
And awesome at the same time.
Because she's right. Because I, like, this is gross again. I have one that comes right here on the bottom of my chin. Just one.
Thanks for the info.
Just one. And I always just pull it out. I don't know why. It just comes to the same spot.
And it comes out perfectly.
It's a friendly reminder.
It comes out perfect, clean. Like just.
Man, your Tinder's going to be popping tonight.
Who wants to date me now? Learning a lot about me today.
Fantastic.
Today to tell ya.
Listen, this is a thing. This is how the human brain works. There are just some things that I think it's the pattern. It's the process. But we just love it. You know,
we
just kind of like power washing. You know, like I've watched the power wash videos.
Marilyn, we have multiple people texting in saying that they are willing to untangle your necklaces for you.
Thank you. I appreciate that. I appreciate that.
That's the...
That's very kind of all of you.
That's the best type of entanglement. Okay. Shout out to the humans. Hey, if anybody has any bubble wrap, just send me a text.
Oh, yeah. That's
I'll be by later.
Do it.
What's trending in Toronto with Azalea Hart?
Let me know.
So Bad Bunny's ex-fiance is suing him for $40 million for using her voice in two songs without her permission.
Bad Bunny, baby.
So if you've ever heard that line, Bad Bunny, baby, it is the voice of Carlize de la Cruz Hernandez. She recorded this on her phone in her friend's bathroom back in 2015. They were still together at the time, and it looks like he kept it because he's been using it in his songs. So apparently they tried to pay her for the use of it last year. They tried to pay her off $2,000. She said, absolutely
$2,000?
$2,000.
Are they out of their minds?
She said no.
For those who don't know, Bad Bunny is, by many, many measures, the most popular artist on planet Earth right now.
Right.
So $2,000 for a second or a millisecond of that audio.
Right. And so she said no to that, and now she's going to sue for $40 million because she says thousands of people have commented directly on her social media pages as well. Every time she said she goes out in public places and people that know her, that people yell Bad Bunny Baby at her, and she's saying that this has caused and currently still causes like a lot of anguish to her. She said she feels worried, intimidated, overwhelmed, anxious.
Okay.
These are all words that she put into the court document.
These are words that the lawyers told her to use. I get it.
For sure. Okay. But I can imagine, I mean, if you went through a tumultuous relationship and you broke up, you got back together, you broke up again, you got engaged, you broke off the wedding, you know, going through all of that and then having people yell at you your ex's name all the time.
Can you imagine?
Mental anguish.
Can you imagine if everywhere you went, people yelled your ex's name at your face?
Right. Especially knowing how big he is now, right?
I walk into a room, people are like, Alyssa. I'm like, guys, stop.
Stop. Especially if Alyssa was the most popular.
Right.
Alyssa was Beyonce. You know, so it's.
He uses that audio in a lot of his song drops. Like before his song drops, like it'll say Bad Bunny Baby like that. So
Jason Derulo.
Yeah, I was just going to say like Jason Derulo.
Yeah. Also in ads and things like that. So it's used all the time.
She's got a case.
Yeah.
She's got a case. That's $40 million right there.
Exactly.
She has a nice voice too.
Yeah.
Yeah. So that's what the thing is. People are saying that her voice is very recognizable.
Yeah.
So they know it's her.
Who's he dating now?
Now he's dating Kendall Jenner, which you know wasn't on my bingo card, but looks like they're together now. Mm. They've just been spotted a few times public displays of affection. Mm-hmm. So we'll see how that goes.
Can you imagine dating somebody and hearing their ex's voice on all their records?
Right.
But Bonnie, baby.
Imagine.
Well, let me tell you, it happens a lot, more than we know, because at the time they love each other.
Yeah.
And they go, just be on this song. And then they go, oh, it didn't work out.
Right.
Yeah. Emily Blunt, the actress who's married to John Krasinski, is on one of Michael Bublé's albums.
Right, right. Do you think the chiropractor has Senorita on her playlist from Shawn Mendes?
I don't know yet.
I don't think so. Right?
I don't think I could live in that world. It gives me anxiety even just thinking about it.
Can you imagine? Right.
I feel bad for Avril Lavigne's ex right now. No. Because he's going through it. Yeah. But speaking of messy relationships, Nick Cannon, he's been trending a lot again this week. He did a tell-all of an interview with The Shade Room, which is a gossip page on Instagram. Mm. It's a very popular one. But he not only talked about Mariah Carey, again, being the love of his life, and that he said she isn't human. She's a gift from God. I feel like men always realize this after the fact. But anyways, projecting. He even shared.
Don't be mad at me.
Listen, paper shredder. he even shared that he had posters of Mariah Carey on his wall when he was 12 years old, and then she became his wife. But I mean, he still messed it up.
You know,
anyway.
Anytime a name comes up like that,
yeah.
That means if I don't include them, I'm gonna face bad stuff when I, because they have shared children, right?
Right.
So
and they co-parent really
they
co-parent, well.
Yeah,
I think.
They do. From what we know.
From what we know.
But so you know, I think he's doing it to save his tush.
Right. But then he also said in this that he wishes he had a child with Christina Milian. So they were in that movie Love Don't Cost a Thing from 2003, and then they dated for 2 years after that. And so he said he wishes he had a child with her because when she did have a child with this guy, Dream, he was like, oh, man. Darn
yeah,
it.
Yeah, well, you know, that's not how it turned out, Nick.
That's just how the cookie. So then he decided to have a baby with everybody after that. So that is what's trending.
Chum 104.5. In the morning. Back to the morning show.
With Marilyn, Dennis, and Jamar.
So we lost Nordstrom, but we gained Shake Shack. That's good. If you didn't hear, the popular fast food chain in the U.S., which actually started in New York City, is actually coming to Toronto. Shake Shack will be here.
This is exciting. Now,
yeah, it's good.
I've seen it. I was down in Miami, and I saw it. I thought I got to get in there sometime. And I saw one in California, in L.A. Tell me why we love this place.
Frozen custard. They got the great shakes in there. The burgers are really, really good. They got those crinkle-cut fries.
Crinkle cut.
Yeah. They got good toppings on the burgers as well.
Sure.
So
cheese fries.
Yeah, they have the cheese fries as well.
Beer and wine.
Yeah, the Shake Shack is a popular spot. Like real late night, you can go in there late night, maybe after a club,
and
it's usually packed, you know, busting at the seams with people.
Yeah,
waiting to get their food, but they serve pretty quick and it's high quality. It's good stuff.
What's the shake burger? Is it like the?
I've never had the shake burger.
Okay. Is it like Big
Mac? The shake burger. I think that's just like what they call one of the regular burgers.
If I remember correctly. So Shake Shack plans to open 35 locations in our lovely country by 2035.
Okay.
That's cool. And the first one's going to show up somewhere in Toronto. And if you see any signs of it, let us know because I love a hamburger.
Well, you'd probably be happy about the Fat Burger that opened on Bathurst. And is it Spadina? No, it's Bathurst and Bloor, yeah.
Yeah, I heard about that one. Yeah. I saw it. They sent the press release.
Yeah.
And I was away on vacation, and I got excited. So have you been to a Fat Burger?
Yeah, I've been to a Fat Burger.
But what is that all about?
Fat Burger is a really big, juicy burger. I think they were a bit more popular on the West Coast.
Okay.
More L.A., so I haven't been to them
they
as often.
They have liquor licenses as well.
Yeah, yeah.
They're called Fat Bars.
People want to wet their palate. You know what I mean?
I love it.
This is a good time when you're eating a greasy burger to have a nice beverage to go with it.
All right. Now, what do we have too much of? Burger places, chicken places, taco places?
It's funny that you ask that because I actually thought that, like, our city has too many burger places. I'm surprised that we're getting all these. I mean, you got Burgers Priest. You got all the local burger spots.
Yeah.
I'm surprised that there's more space for burger places.
Right.
Apparently, they did their research.
Oh, I think I'm going to have a burger today at all.
We have a lot of burgers. Mm-hmm. We have a lot of pizza. Mm-hmm. We have a lot of tacos. We have, like, so many choices in all those things. Pizza, Yeah, pizza's everywhere.
Can never have enough pizza.
Yeah, and we also have a lot of chicken, too, like all this fried chicken and wings.
We're doing
places.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
We're doing okay, but we have room for Shake. What's it called?
Shake Shack.
Shake Shack.
Shake Shack.
They make good shakes, like a
the
chocolate
best.
Shake.
The chocolate shake is...
Ah, I love it.
If you ever fly into LaGuardia Airport, what you got to do is... Yeah,
there's one there?
There's a Shake Shack
in
there.
I missed that opportunity.
Get the shake.
Do it.
Yeah. What's trending in Toronto with Azalea Hart?
Let me know.
So you're going to hear a lot about this today. There are positive reports of bird flu, a.k.a. avian influenza or H5N1. This is mostly in the suburbs in Brampton. Dozens of Canadian geese have been found dead. There are reports of other dying birds. So the city of Brampton released a press statement yesterday confirming that the areas of Professor's Lake and Duncan Valley Foster South, both in Brampton, have had birds test positive for the virus, which is highly contagious. But there are no cases right now, it's very rare for this to spread from birds to humans.
Yeah.
But you're going to want to be careful with your pet. So be careful with walking your dog around those areas near the water. Keep an eye on your cats that might like to drag a dead bird into the house.
Oh, yeah.
If you have pet birds, keep them indoors. If you have bird feeders that are outside for just the birds in your area, remove those or keep them super, super clean, cleaning them with soap and water every single day. The Toronto Zoo, they even closed their bird aviaries to protect their birds.
Wow, this is getting serious.
Yeah, so I don't know what it's going to take for this to pass, but right now, it is very serious.
Hmm.
So very messy. Mm-hmm. That's like a big deal right now. I want to move over to a TikTok trend that we talked about earlier this morning, which I think is such a great one for everyone to do at least once a week. So this is called the Everything Shower. So it's pretty much giving yourself a 1 hour full spa treatment once a week for a full hour. This is you giving it to yourself. So what these TikTok videos are showcasing is a how-to, essentially. So they're showing you the products to get. They're showing you what to do. So first, you're going to start with a basic shower. Cleanse with a loofah, a wash rag. Then you're going to shave. Then exfoliate using both an exfoliating scrub and a glove. Then you're going to use a body wash, one that smells good, preferably. Then you're going to move on to a foot scrub, a whole foot thing that you could do. Scrub your feet, top with a shave serum, do a little bit of a lotion, an oil, a body butter. And so TikTokers are just saying that this is a way to unwind after a very hard week. It's kind of like wellness TikTok.
Yeah.
And I mean, if you think about it, TikTok always has trends that are not good for your mental health. And this one sounds like it's good.
Yeah, those trends that would cost you your life, like eating Tide Pods.
Exactly. Yeah. Yeah. This one is telling you, slow down, take time for yourself, and do something that you could do at home anyways. It's not costing you any additional money. Yeah. They're just saying, slow down.
Yeah.
I just got to see if I have all this stuff. Like, I don't know if I have half these things.
So maybe you have to spend some money.
Serum, and like I don't know where to get it.
You need a little body oil.
Body butter and oil and a
body. Vegetable oil. I can use.
Maybe try that one. See how it goes. You have coconut oil for sure in your house.
I do have coconut oil.
Olive oil is very healthy.
Olive oil? Okay. Yes. Okay.
Look at us. We should make our own TikTok video.
Yeah.
Oils to use if you don't have serums.
Okay.
All right, so watch out for the birds, watch out for your pets, and then take sometime this week. Well, Wednesday's a good day to do it. Do a little everything shower.
Sure.
That's what's trending.
Now, back to the morning show.
Good morning.
With Marilyn, Dennis, and Jamar.
The only way to wake up.
On Chum 104.5.
Let's talk of food this morning. You guys super influenced my decisions, because now I have burgers on the brain.
You have to have one.
Talking about Shake Shack all this morning.
You have so many. Shake Shack's coming to town in 2024 and then putting up all these locations. But we're talking about there's other great places to eat here when it comes to burgers. Burger's Priest is just down the corner here.
Right.
Rudy's is just around the corner here.
Rudy's is right there.
Yeah, so it could be Burger Day. It's Wednesday. Why not?
My burger allotment for the week. I'm already done.
Oh.
I had a burger this week.
Okay.
So I'm gonna.
But you
decline.
Know, it's one of the healthiest things you can have on a menu. You know, they have got the fish and they've got the chicken and they've deep fried this, deep fried that. Hamburger is one of the healthiest things you can have. Yep.
I like that. Tell me more.
But
convince
don't do cheese.
Me. Keep going down that road.
Don't do cheese.
Right.
You know, like, you know, really lettuce, tomato, onion.
Yeah.
A little bit of mustard. No fries. It's fine.
Okay.
Do
it's,
it.
It's beef.
It's
right?
beef.
It's meat, and then it's like some...
Some bread.
Some bread. And nothing if you get a gluten-free bun, now you're really...
Don't wreck it.
Okay.
Don't wreck it.
I had one of those this week. When I went to the John Mayer concert,
yeah.
There's a spot in there called Patty's.
Yeah.
St. Patty's.
Mm-hmm.
And they have burgers, really good burgers, and they had a gluten-free bun.
Yeah.
I don't know why. I used to rail on gluten-free, and now
I don't rail on it. I just don't have to have it. So
Producer
I'd rather
Simone?
Have the real thing.
Oh, yeah?
Would you do a lettuce bun? Or the
I would do that.
Okay.
I would do that.
Just curious.
And you have a stomach thing with gluten-free bread?
I don't care. I have no stomach thing with gluten-free. I don't need to follow the gluten-free diet. But if I want a hamburger, I want a good bun.
I hear you. A doctor actually recommended to me recently that I should try gluten-free. And I was like, oh, I have to come to the dark side.
Yeah.
So now I'm doing it. And it's okay.
Just remember, with gluten-free, a lot of people need it. I have a lot of friends that are on it, and they are living a much better life.
Yeah.
But a lot of people that just hang on to that kind of stuff,
yeah.
not with doctor's orders, they think it's less calories. It's
not necessarily.
No, they
okay.
put sugar in to replace the gluten.
But now I get to go to restaurants and, you know, say it like I'm all foo-foo. Like,
oh, gosh.
Oh, do you have gluten-free bread?
Just so you know, I'm gluten-free.
such a pleasure. I feel so special.
I bet.
Does this come in gluten-free?
Does this come in gluten-free?
Yeah, do you have it in
gluten-free? What are you, on the red carpet?
I was at a Mercedes dealership. Do you have it in gluten-free?
Like, sir, this is a salad. It's fine.
Okay, anyway.
Remove the croutons.
Yes, yes. Hey, listen, have a great day.
Marilyn, Dennis, and Jamar. Podcast. Chum 104.5. Podcast.